Okay.
Hi there, Ron. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included. Of course, answer any questions that you have. And then you've already got a website, so she wants me to apply the reduced rate there since we won't have to build a website for you. It's actually quite affordable. How's your Monday going, by the way?
Not bad. I just finished painting this building in Churchill, Virginia, Richmond.
Nice.
So I'm sitting here. It's raining now. I beat the rain, and so I'm sitting here gloating.
That's good. I'm glad you got that done. That's great. And I welcome the opportunity to speak with you. So, yeah, Tara put in the notes, you know, Richmond, the surrounding area, you're willing to travel 40 minutes, maybe an hour for the right type of work. And this is going to get you phone calls to where you can kind of be selective with the jobs that you want to take. So you're not going to get inundated with more work than you can handle or be forced to take jobs that are, you know, outside of what you want to do. I mean, it's all about profitability here for you. When you can pick, maybe it's a job closer to home, a smaller job you get done quick and move on to the next one, or maybe it is that bigger job that's going to pay you well for your times, or maybe even just the materials involved mean a higher profit margin. So, I mean, it's about kind of working smarter, you know, versus working harder. You're not going to be running around like a chicken
right.
with his head cut off. You'll be able to take on the right types of clients, keep doing the quality work that you really pride yourself on, get good reviews, stay on that first page, and keep that steady flow of phone calls. Because the calls come to you. You're not paying for a lead or chasing down that lead. You're not in a bidding war with your competitors. You're not fighting for that job. You'll get calls from someone who will have seen your website first, and we'll build a website for you so that people will know you do exactly what they're looking for before they decide to call you. So you're not wasting your time fielding phone calls from someone who you know, doesn't know what they want or want something that you don't provide. People want to make an educated decision, and I know you do too, but before someone hires a contractor, whether it's for a remodeling job or a smaller handyman job, they're going to want to make sure that they're dealing with the right guy. You've already got the website. All we have to do is point people towards it. So they're going to know that you do what they're looking for before they call you. You've got the website, I think, because you want to get at least a few more phone calls here and there. Our job would be to make it more easier for someone to find it on their own. Right now it's kind of more of like a digital business card. It's great that you have it, but you have to tell people what it is. You know, people aren't going to find it if they type in, you know, kitchen remodeling or handyman near me. Do you prefer bigger jobs, or are you kind of like the smaller handyman jobs, or like a comfortable mix?
Comfortable mix. I'm sort of kind of leaning towards the quicker jobs,
okay.
In and out.
Got it.
You know, people just want a faucet put in, a ceiling fan put up, a garbage
okay.
disposal put in.
Okay.
You know, light, they want to change their lights on the outside of the, you know, their porch
right.
light or something simple, something they
okay.
need, something fixed, the toilet. I could do
okay.
everything. I just don't do
yeah.
carpet.
Okay, I gotcha. So yeah, you can do everything, and I guess, I mean, we want to target this as much as you want it targeted. So if you want to really focus on those smaller jobs, now would be a good time to kind of brand yourself for that, because we will run targeted marketing, and the content that we create will attract that client. So if you don't want to do the bigger jobs, we're not putting that content on the directories that we create. But however you want to brand yourself, and again, we can get you big jobs or smaller, at least get you the phone calls and the opportunity to choose those jobs, because I think, you know, if they came around and you had the opportunity and you wanted to take that job, you could probably find the time and or find the extra help to make that work for you. And if you're, you know, if your schedule doesn't work for that client who wants the big kitchen remodel done, then, you know, you take the smaller job. But you'll have that opportunity, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. You'll have almost 70 different directories, and they will all talk about your services. So what you most want to be found for or are willing to field phone calls for will be listed on those directories. That tells the search engines that if someone were to call you for those services, you could provide that service. In fact, the companies that pop up on the first page of Google or Bing are only there because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. Now, because you are willing to travel, because you're servicing big cities and small, I highly recommend we do social media, paid Facebook ads included. You do qualify for a reduced rate, both because you're just under 5 years, you're still a newer business, and I can apply that discount. You also do have a website, so we don't have to build one for you. So what I can do, reduce the cost from what it would normally have been of $599 a month to a flat rate of $299. That is with $100 worth of Facebook ads. If Richmond is important to you, I know that it is. You know, Facebook ads would be an important part of this, but an extra phone call or job, and it more than offsets itself, right? So you're looking at the flat rate of $299. You've got a website already. I'd be happy to waive the setup fee. There's still a lot of content we have to create to get you on that first page, but we don't have to do a website. Like I said, you've got the website. Most websites aren't on the first page. Most consumers make their decision off of what they see on the first page. So most websites, like I said, are kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road, or a digital business card you have to tell people to find and look up on their own. I think you're able to take on enough work to where if someone were to see you on Google and call you, and if it were a good fit for you, you could take that job. And for your services, it's not going to take but one or two jobs to easily offset the cost of our service. But I have to ask you, we could do a local-only campaign. It's $199. You're probably not going to get Richmond since it's, you know, a bigger city with more competition unless we do the ads. But would $199 be a better fit for you? Keep it small, keep it local. I know that you're going to be profitable if you can handle at least a little bit more work here and there.
Let's see.
I mean, you can always add the ads in later on. I suggest that we include them even from the very beginning if you can handle a little bit more work above and beyond what you've already got. Or let me ask you this, because I think Tara was able to find it. It's attached to the same phone number. The Angie lead, the home advisor powered by Angie, that's a lead-based service where you pay for every lead whether you get the job or not, right? Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah. In fact, I'm sitting here saying to myself, man, where were you guys when they called me?
Well, we call through the area when positions become available.
I understand. I was like, I had just signed up and I just finalized everything with them today. So I just kicked out, quite a bit of money.
Oh yeah. You have to pay like almost $300 just to sign up, right?
Yeah, but my thing is, I already poured that money out. They already took it. And,
no, I get
and now
it.
I'm, you know, and so I'm like, wow, that, you know, I'd pay another $200 and still, and then,
Well, the timing isn't always ideal when opportunity knocks, but even if we're in the shower, we got to jump out and grab that door before they leave, right? When opportunity is knocking on the door, sometimes we have to stretch a little bit. And I get that the timing isn't ideal. I know that you had to pay, you know, like almost $300 is the number that I hear most often. But to be honest with you, the expense of a service like that comes after you sign up. It's the $50 here or $80 there. And I know you're not really necessarily hunting down the bigger jobs, but like a kitchen remodeling lead might cost you like $120, $130 just for the lead, and you might not get that job. So, you know, the lead fees kind of add up for smaller companies sometimes before you get the jobs to pay for those leads. I'm not saying you have to stop using that service, but I do know that most of my clients will kind of scale back on leads. You know, they'll keep their leads paused more often, or they'll cap their leads at a lower amount, or a lot of my clients find that they don't need their lead service all together, and they just cancel it outright once we get their phone ringing. So, you know, you can certainly, if you can, I would say at the very least, you know, budget for the local option. That's the position that we're filling today, and we only do call through the area when the position becomes available. It's not at all like Angie's, where you have to, you know, be in a bidding war with your competitors that get the same lead. We can only work with one business at a time per area and industry, and of course that means a higher conversion rate for you. It means more phone calls and more opportunities, but it's also for us, meaning that we're not going to be putting, you know, $500 or $1,000 into a company that doesn't see the return right away. I mean, we don't have to build a website, so that's good, but we still have to create all of the content, and we will spend, in the local option, we're spending more than $199 to create the content to get you on that first page, and if the $299 option, $100 goes to Facebook, so we're not making any of that money either. But we are willing to kind of put our money on the table too. We've got skin in the game also. We're not locking you into a contract, though, long enough to cover our costs. We just know that our clients will keep the service long-term because it's profitable, Ron, to be on the first page. We know that your success will be our success, even though it's probably 2 or 3 months down the road in any scenario that will break even on our end. But we do know that you're likely to keep the service long-term. And again, that's different than Angie, where they charge you up front just as a membership fee. And that, I think, the reason they do that, they say it's because you've got a profile page and they have to activate that profile page. But I think it's because you're now kind of financially invested in that. You're going to want to get your money back, even if it means throwing more money at leads until you do get the return on your investment. And that's kind of how they operate. And they send the same lead to your competitors. And whether you cancel a week from now or a month from now, obviously they want you to get some work and keep paying for those leads, but they're already good whether you stop or not. But with us, you know, we have to earn your business for 2 or 3 months just for us to break even. But we are willing to offer both the new business rate. You could double any of the quotes I've given you with the Facebook ads. Normally $5.99, we're looking at $2.99. Without the Facebook ads, normally $3.99, we're looking at $1.99. So you're getting a 50% reduction in the cost of the service because you're less than 5 years as a company. We're waiving your $299 setup fee because we don't have to build a website. But we do still have to create the content to get you on the first page and get your phone ringing. But if you're willing to give us the chance to kind of go into partnership with you and that we're going to be invested in the success of your company, I think it's going to work out for you and for us.
Okay. What you have is very valuable. Like I said, I wish I would have spoke to you first because I would have jumped on your deal. I really wasn't trying to go the Angie lead route. They've been after me for a long time. But, you know, they wore me down. I told
you need to advertise some way.
But that's just it. I get a lot of my business from word of mouth. Like right now,
really
even though I signed up,
jobs.
No, like Angie, even though I signed today, I finalized everything with them not even 30 minutes ago. Honest to God, I just got off the phone with the onboarding guy about 30 minutes ago. Really? He's paused my leads for 3 months.
Okay, I got
because I'm in the process of renovating an apartment unit. And then right after I finish this unit, I'm renovating another unit in the same building. And then after that unit, I'll be doing the last one. So I have quite a bit of work already in my pipeline that I'm doing. Bang, bang, bang.
Again,
so
you know, timing might not be ideal, but you do see a value to the service. So let me just throw a couple of things out here for you, both to make it affordable now and like a viable, worthwhile way of advertising for you moving forward. First of all, I am allowed to do a post-dated transaction for up to a full business week. So Even if it's for just the $199, like I said, we can start there, even stay there and not do the Facebook ads. Just wanted to caution you that you might not get calls from Richmond if we don't do those Facebook ads. I can wait until Friday to get that started for you. We can still, in good faith, fill the position with your business and stop calling through the area, but we wouldn't officially start anything or charge you the $199 until Friday. And that's to make it easier for you to take advantage of this opportunity. Now, the other thing that we do as well is we will pause the service. I mean, it's month to month anyway, so of course you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, but you can pause the service too, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or even pause the service seasonally, you can do that. And I know that you offer services both inside and outside, so you wouldn't necessarily need to pause your service seasonally, but when you get more work than you can take on, we can pause the service. So, I mean, we can even get it going for the first month, get you verified on Google and Bing, create the content, get you on that first page in the local map, and then even pause it while you're kind of, you know, catching up on the work that you've already got. You may never even need to pay for the Angie leads. Waiving the $299 setup fee on my end already does offset what you've already spent. I mean, I'm not getting the money back from them, but at least I'm not charging you another $299 for the setup fee. And I'm happy to do that. You've already got a website. And like I said, you know, we just want to make it affordable for you. But if we are able to maybe get this started on Friday, even if it's the local option at $199, get it going for a month or two and then maybe pause it, you know, as much as you need it to be paused because you've got plenty of work. I mean, at least that way, I mean, I don't think you'd have a website if you didn't want people to see it, right? This would make your website more visible by people who aren't looking you up by name. I mean, you've been around for a while. You've got word of mouth. People are being recommended to you by their friends and family. So once they get recommended to you, even if someone doesn't remember your phone number, they remember your business name, they tell their friend or their relative, they can find you, they can look for you specifically, and then they can see your website, which is great. But if you're able to take on calls from people who don't know you, don't know anyone who's used you before or recommended you, people who need your services in your service area, this is a great and valuable option. I mean, it's the first page of Google. Google it. It's what we say. It's what we do. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's certainly going to allow you to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you so that, again, you're making more dollar for your time. Like I said, it may even be a more affordable option than something like Angie Leads, and you'll definitely reach more people. More people use Google and Bing than use Angie's. If we can maybe, you know, kind of get this started but not actually officially bill you and effectively start creating the content and working on the account, but just kind of holding the position for you until maybe Friday, even if we just start with the $199 and then pause it as much as you need it to be paused, would that be a viable option for your business, even though we're calling you kind of a day late?
Yeah. Now, okay, if it's $199, is that $199 every month, or does it go up the following month?
Okay, so that's a good question. The $199 would stay fixed at $199. It is still the new in business rate, but it's not like an introductory rate. It's never going to go up on you. It's really more of an assistance program to make it affordable for younger companies like yours. It will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, unless you tell us you want to add like Facebook ads or anything else, right? But as long as you're happy and satisfied with that local campaign, it would bill once a month for exactly $199. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, you're not paying per click, call, lead, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. No matter how many jobs you do, big or small, it's just that exact amount, that fixed flat rate, and it will never go up unless you want to kind of expand your coverage, expand into Facebook ads, Google ads, or any of those other types of things. But to answer your question directly, it would stay at $199 unless you told us you wanted to add other services. So we do offer other packages. You know, obviously we want to find the package that's most appropriate for your needs, but I think that $199 is a good place to start.
Now, what address do you have for my company?
So I believe your business is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom that we would even promote for your business, right?
Okay.
You're in Petersburg.
The true purpose, yeah, but my address is in Richmond. And the purpose for the website, even though is because I'm in the process of building business credit, and when people go to research my business or look up my business, look up the company, they will see they won't see a fly-by-night company. They'll see that there's a company that's established, that they go out there and they see different things and they say, okay, yeah, this guy is not a fly by night guy. His company is reputable. It's everywhere that we're looking. It's not just, so that was the purpose for building the website, to be quite honest, because it's like I said, I have more businesses you can throw. I have to.
It's just credibility for people that know about you already. Well, you know, like I said, it's not designed for companies starving for work, and it's not going to inundate you with more work than you can take on. But if you can handle even a few extra phone calls here and there and pick and choose the jobs that will be most profitable for you, I mean, I still think it would be a viable advertising kind of route to go for you. But I mean, it has to make sense for you too. And you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how much work you're able to take on, how far you really want to go, what the budget allows. But at the same time, I hear you saying you've got plenty of work, but you just signed up with Angie's, you know, just today or the other day. That, I know they've been tracking you down and trying to call you for a long time.
Yeah, they beat me down. They finally got me. Because I was with
Thomas. We're definitely not trying to marry you.
You wouldn't need a divorce attorney to
leave our service if it didn't work out. And you can pause it, too.
No, I'm not saying that at all. Please, I'm not saying that at all that you're doing that. I'm just saying I wished you would have come to me before them. Because, I mean, what you're saying, I would call them up tomorrow and say I want to cancel my Angie subscription, because when you think about it, my campaign is right now it's $500 a month.
Oh, okay.
And it's paused for 3 months, but it's $500 a month. That is the campaign. Okay. So they'll be sending me leads up to like 40 leads in a month once I turn it on. Because one of the things I wanted to do was I was kind of trying to slow down the contractual work, the big job, the big rentals,
right?
And just do maintenance, just do the one, you know, in and out type jobs.
Right.
And if I can average, I already did the math. If I can average $300-$500 in a day, that's good money for me. I don't have to go beyond that. I'm okay with that.
Couple of jobs,
that's comfortable money. Perfect. Yeah, that's like $8,000
jobs
a month.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Right.
If I can average that every single day. And so the $199 a month, and now I can afford to say, hey, let's go for the big one with you and say, let's ramp it up. And, you know, I can ramp it up a little bit and start really keeping it consistent at that money. And that's the reason why I went with Angie, because as soon as I come out of doing these big jobs,
I want to start
maintaining
getting the smaller jobs. I got it.
Right, and maintain. Right. I'm in and out of somebody's, and I'm getting paid that day. I'm not having to worry about waiting a week or a month to get a check. I can get paid every single day for everything that I do, and that's what I was kind of setting myself up for. It was a futuristic type of a thing with Angie's List. It wasn't like right away or immediate because I have this work that I have to get done. I'm not going to be able to do this and, you know, not unless they were local. If they were close to, hey, how you doing? If they were close to what I was doing, then sure, I can just pop over there and put something in and come on back. But so that was the purpose for starting with Andy.
And I guess you're looking towards the future, and I think this would be the future of your business too. You know, being listed on Google for smaller jobs, you know, TV mounts, appliance installs, like you said, swapping out fixtures, whether they're, you know, plumbing fixtures or lighting fixtures. I think that's going to be great for you. And you know, we can get it going now or wait until Friday, even if it's the $199. But like you said, you know, once you kind of get that steady stream of phone calls to where, you know, you're going to want to be like, hey, okay, maybe, you know, you're already working in Richmond that week or whatever the case might be. You can start fielding more phone calls and kind of arrange your schedule, you know, talk to that potential client, say, hey, I can come out on Friday of this week or Monday or next or whatever the case might be. You know, and people are going to be willing to wait because, like you said, you do quality work. You know, you've got a good-looking website, so they know that you're not a fly-by-night. I know that the gallery is still forthcoming on that website, but people will be able to know that you do quality work, and they'd be willing to wait a week or two, even if it's for a smaller job most of the time, right? So I think this is going to be great for you. The $199 is a great place to start, or, you know, if on Friday or even now you're willing to kind of jump in with both feet, you know, the $299 would ensure that we can target Richmond specifically, but even from your front door, go out 30 miles, 35 miles. We don't just draw a big circle around you. We'll be able to target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And, you know, obviously it's going to offset the cost of the service many times over. So, I mean, you tell me, I mean, should we start today? Should we start on Friday? Should we do the $199 or the $299?
Okay. I'm going to try this out, but I do need you to post date. Now you're saying if Friday. We start getting things done today, you said you can only go as far out as a week, or what did you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can only go to Friday?
A full business week. So, I mean, technically we could wait till Monday if that's going to work out better for you. Monday of next week.
Yeah, let's wait till then, because I'm still waiting on the draw or the money for them to pay me for what I've done and then give me the money that I need to go ahead into this new unit. And then that'll give me the discretionary money that I could put to the side and say, okay, I'll take
We want to make the timing as
myself.
Good as we can. So let me pull up the calendar here and we'll schedule a follow-up call for that date. That's going to be the 19th. So a week from today, and we'll get you connected with one of our client interview technicians. We're going to want to kind of verify information off of your website, information that I've got, and across the I's, across the T's and dot the I's, you know, hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, but also like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And again, we'll get into detail about where you want to be found and the services you want to be found for. So it sounds like you're wanting to transition to those smaller jobs. So we'll be listing those services. That's what's going to get your phone ringing for those services. And Monday's date is the 19th. So we'll get things officially started then, but what I can do in good faith would be to close out the category so that Tara and Lulu's my other one on this particular listing today, so they can stop calling through the area here. I just need a little bit more information or to verify what I've already got as City Core Builders LLC. That's how you want the business to be branded. Okay.
C-O-R-E.
C-O-R-E.
Okay.
I noticed your website, the name is listed City Core Builders, the logo, and I do see it on the website, is City Core Builders. It is an LLC though, right? But you don't want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name?
I don't.
Well, I recommend that you don't. Well, I'm just wondering because it's not that way on your website. It is a personal choice, though. I mean, we can add the LLC on, you know, the Google listing, the Bing listing, on all the directories. It's up to you. It's a personal preference. I just wanted to be sure because consistency is the key. We want it listed the same way everywhere.
Let's stay consistent. If the website does not have it, which I'm surprised that they don't.
Yeah. I'm a fan of leaving the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's off anyway. If anyone were to ask me my particular preference, it would be to do it that way. So City Core Builders, and then the phone number that we are speaking on is the same phone number on your website. So this is obviously the number you want your customers to call. And then is it also, Ron, the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
It is.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
And it's a smartphone,
right? I have an 800 number as well.
Okay. So the website's got the 804 number, and actually Google prefers local numbers for the local map. They don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes because those can be rented by someone outside of town. And, of course, they prefer that you do actually have a local number, so that 804 number is ideal. Now, you said your address was actually in Richmond, but the website says Petersburg 23803. Is that no longer accurate?
That's where I am. But, again, when you're trying to apply for business credit, they want to see a real business address.
Right, okay. So you have an actual business address in Richmond?
Could you hold on for 1 second?
Sure.
Sir? Okay. No. I was trying to set something up. What do you think?
For what? For this?
The front. Yeah, you... I got the gutter. I did the gutter. It was sticking out like a sore thumb, so I had to do it. Yeah, I'll talk to the property manager. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's gonna pop.
Are you doing? Are we doing the phone?
We did it already. Remember, it was all different.
Okay, so this
I've been done the porch. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, that was weird. So I'm patting with
it. All right. Well, I'm gonna. I got the guys. I got the dumpster coming in the morning, and the guys are gonna start demoing and painting. So hopefully they can have everything done by the weekend. That's my goal.
So I think Dean can still give you a check. So you start in tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. He can sell it to me. He doesn't have to get a check, or you have to get a check if he's not here. Might be able to get you some money now. All right. Right.
Yeah.
I fixed the two banisters that were loose upstairs. Those are fixed. I can send it to you. Then I won't be in your shot. I was going to put it on the Oh, okay. I'm trying to get my money. That's what I was discussing. So just hold tight.
No problem.
So how long will I have to wait for Scott to close out this job to get the rest of the money for? Because this right here was. Oh, okay. All right, so I'm back.
Okay. All right, so
let's
go ahead.
Okay, take care. Well, she came. I didn't know if I was going to see her or not. It was raining, and I was just sitting on the porch, and she drove up. Perfect. I need to get the phone
over.
Well,
you got a lot
of
work done
of
before
money.
She drove up, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got a lot of balls to juggle when you're dealing with the property manager and things like that. So I certainly understand why
you over,
want the smaller jobs.
Yeah, because they have over 300 properties, and they're needing... They're of need, well, 400 now, because they just bought some more. But they're in need of more people to come and help them keep the maintenance up on the properties.
Yeah.
So I was setting myself up to step into that, but I didn't want to be totally committed like an employee.
Gotcha.
I want my company to be the company. And so the owner of the company doesn't know how. I was charging a per diem to go out and do the maintenance stuff, but he doesn't know how to incorporate that in his hourly rate when he's charging his clients. So I'm trying to set myself up so when I'm done doing his units, I could step into my own and not worry about what's going on with what he has, unless he can figure it out, because I don't want to shortchange myself. But at the same time, I'm not trying to kill myself because the biggest thing for me doing this contractual work is finding quality help to help me, you know, that's the biggest issue I've been having.
Absolutely.
So I've decided I'll do a big job every now and again, but I'll incorporate the little jobs.
Yes.
That'll be my main staple. And then if a big job comes up, I'll take it and do it and then move on, you know, back into the little jobs, and then I'll take a big job. And, you know, I'm trying to do it that way. Consistent income is what I'm trying to, what I'm gunning for. So I am going to definitely take you up on this and, you know, hopefully it does work well. And if it doesn't, am I locked in?
It's offered at will on a month-to-month basis, so there's no long-term contract. Of course, and as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, you know, we're going to keep it at that flat rate, but you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. But like I said, our job is to get your phone ringing. You've got the website. You're verified. I see that 2920 West Broad Street, Suite 118 in Richmond address. So we just have to create the additional content to move that listing onto that first page with the website attached. So I think it's going to be a perfect fit for you and for us. Like I said, I'd be able to waive the one-time setup fee. And we're looking then on Monday being the 19th to get things started?
Yes, but if you want to start doing things now and then Monday... Yeah. I'm sure by Monday I'll have the rest of my money from this.
Perfect.
And I'm working in a church, and so there's still quite a bit of things I have to purchase. So I'm looking at, you know, that's why I'm trying to build business credit so I don't have to keep using all my cash.
I hear you. Money coming in, money going out.
I use all my cash. Yeah, man.
Right.
As soon as it comes in, it goes right back out.
Cereals.
I'm yes. So
that's another reason why those bigger jobs kind of a headache. You put so much, sometimes you got to put so much into the materials and then do the work and then still wait to get paid on it. So yeah, I definitely understand that. The best part about, you know, what you said was the smaller residential clients that are going to pay you on the daily basis. You know, you're whole already by the end of the day. You got the materials,
right.
You did the job, you got paid for it. So that's going to make a lot.
Exactly. So like your fee is taken care of in a day.
Cool.
I can just make sure, like, now what I told Angie's List was, my bank is not in Richmond. I have to, are you calling me in Richmond or are you somewhere else?
No, we're centrally located in, we're headquartered in California, like Google and Facebook, but yeah, we are reaching out to you through a VoIP server, voice over internet protocol. So it does dial through a number local to the person that we're calling or what the computer thinks is local to that person. So,
okay.
So that we can do what's called a voice verification. Because we're Google partners, before we get off the phone call here, I have to do a voice verification. It's required of us, and it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, of course, that it is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, that officially we'll be getting everything started on Monday the 19th. I was looking on your website for an email address, and I know you've got that contact form that people can fill out, but there's not an actual physical address, excuse me, that I saw on there. Ron, what is a good email address either for you or for your company? Keep in mind this is really more for us to use for contacting you regarding your account than it is to promote for your business online.
It's going to be citycorebuilders with an S at gmail.com. I do have a company email, but I'm having a hard time I'm waiting on the website to call me to help me get it. It's Ron at citycorebuildersllc.com, but I'm having a hard time accessing that. So
okay. So once you are able to access that, we'll just swap it out. We'll just change it in our system.
Sure.
Okay.
But it's definitely that. But I wanted to tell you this. Like I'm sure I'm going to give you this card, and but when I get the opportunity, I'm going to have to go to my bank. They're in Williamsburg, Virginia.
I see.
And I have to set up another account. I'm going to set up a third account. The money, I will then get you a new form of payment, because everything from my payments to everything that I get is going to be going into that account. So, money coming out will be that account. And then taking money out. I'm also going to have Andy's taking money out because I got to get my money back. I mean, I paid them already, and I don't think they'll give it back to me. I got to at least try it.
Let me ask you, because you said you just signed up with them, like, the other day, right, or today?
Today?
Well, I mean, if it's something you don't want to continue with, I mean, you actually do have a three-day right of rescission. You can call them and say, look, I'm not going to need it. Tell them you already got the big jobs lined up, even though they're wanting to pause your service. Tell them you don't need it. You got something else set up. You know, they are legally obligated to refund your setup fee if it's, you know, 3 days or less since you signed up. Now, I've heard people tell me they gave them the runaround. Let me have my manager call you back, blah, 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 and try to push it past those 3 days. The other thing, too, is like you said, I mean, it's not going to make or break you one way or another, right? You know, you don't have your leads turned on for another 3 months anyway. So if you're not able to get the money back, I think it's okay, fair enough. Let the leads trickle in 3 months from now and get a job or two to offset the cost of the lead and the setup fee, or the annual membership fee. But I think this is the long-term solution for you. I don't think it's too late that we're calling you today, although, yeah, I think it would have been easier if we called you before you signed up with Angie's. But I think it's great that you're getting this going. I mean, it sounds like, you know, you've got the experience, both in the industry and also running your company, that you know now where you want the company to go and the direction that you're heading. I think we can really help you get there. So we'll get everything started on Monday the 19th. We would put a card on file. You can either have us bill that card the one time on the 19th, or we can swap it out before then. Certainly at any time after then, you can either give us a call and we can change it to the new card, the new billing info, or you can do that yourself. I mean, you are going to have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard if you're tracking in your reporting system. So not only can you see how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up, etc. You can update billing information. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can always do that on your own through your client dashboard, or, of course, just give us a call, and we'll update that contact information for you. So I've got
the email address. Okay, is this going to be on an app? Is this going to be an app? Is there an app that I could?
There certainly is. A lot of our clients there's a dedicated website that you'll have, but there's also, we call it the Splash app. It is an app that you can download and have on your phone as well. So we give you multiple avenues to keep track of your account and how well it's working for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, do you want me to give you this card now, or because I'm going to make it, the matter of fact, I should go down there today.
Yeah, we
should
do that.
I should go down there today. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a card now. You can put on file, but I'm going to have a different card for you.
Okay.
And
either way, we're waiting until the 19th to get things set up?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger on this.
This is for the local campaign to start, right? The $199 anyway?
Right, okay. Right.
And on this particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both, but you can just put my business name.
Okay. And you go by Ron, right? Not Ronald?
Yes.
That Ron, was actually my dad's name. And is this card a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa card.
A Visa. Okay, so that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Ron, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, 4034-9330-1823-4108. Is there like a preliminary like I can look and see what you guys are doing? Is that possible?
Oh yeah, you're going to get live? You'll get everything in writing. Yeah, absolutely. And you'll always be able to see exactly what's going on with your account. You're going to have, like I said, that app. I'm going to send you also a text message and an email so you can contact us. Of course, you can email us 24/7. We'll contact you the following business day. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Okay. And now that Visa, the expiration month and year.
Oh, shoot. Let's put it away. Let's see. Expiration is 10/25.
Mm-hmm. And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
It's 762.
Okay, so I've got 762 on the back in October or 10 of 2025 for the expiration date. The card itself, Ron, was at 40, 34, 93, 30, 18, 23, 41, 08.
Do that one more time because I just walked away. Say that again.
That's okay. I've got 4034-9330-1823-4108.
That is correct.
Okay. Does that bill at the 2920 West Broad Street in Richmond or the
No, the billing address is in Petersburg. It's the billing address is 30
mm-hmm.
Franklin Street, 30 Franklin Street,
got
apartment 601.
That's 23803, right?
Yes, Petersburg, Virginia, 23803.
Okay, gotcha. So, like I said, I do need to read the voice verification. It is recorded through the computer, and, well, it is, of course, required of me since we're Google partners. You can stop me, though, at any time if you've got a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Ron, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
City Core Builders.
Perfect. And that is how I have that. And then, Ron, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ronald L. Lazaro, Jr., business manager and owner.
Okay. And as the owner and manager of City Core Builders, Mr. Lazaro, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign as well, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Ron, of course. You would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware of the Angie leads, and Ron, there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the content that we will be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might create content for your business online, Ron, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of your business information is accurate. Ms. Lazaro, that's fair enough, right?
That is fair. In fact, I don't believe that I think this is as far as I need to go, to be honest with you.
Well, that's actually that's the response that I prefer. Like I said, it is not an exclusivity clause, but certainly it's a lot easier. You're not going to need anybody else, and it's a lot easier for us if there's not, you know, inaccurate information out there that we need to fix. The Angie's has got
you. Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you this. Well, I'll let you finish. We'll finish our business, and then I have a question for you.
Sure. And I'll remind you if you forget to ask that question. But I was going to say the Angie's has you as City Core Builders LLC, and then it does have a physical address, which I think is your residence, that apartment 601 on Franklin Street. That's what's listed on your Angie's profile right now.
No, I don't want that. I need them to change that because trying to keep all my residential stuff.
Of course.
I need now to keep, you know, I want to.
And it helps your business, to have the Richmond address anyway. So it's good that you've got that Richmond address. Perfect. So like I said, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we'll make sure all of that information is accurate. We'll do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Now, since it is a month-to-month service, with, of course, in this case, the setup fee being waived, we're doing the local campaign at least to start. We are starting officially, though, on Monday, June 19th. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, which I'll actually waive, will be charged a week from today, Monday, June 19th, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Ron, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $199. Once again, that rate will never go up on you, unless, of course, you decide you wanted to add Facebook ads or something like that later on down the line, but you'd have to let us know for that to change. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, like I said, completely at will, no contract, so you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause the service too. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Ron, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ron, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Now, on the morning of the 19th, you will receive a confirmation email that does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. I'm happy to give you that information now if you'd like it. And then you'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we just went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. There's also going to be that link sent out to you by direct text message. Now, it's going to be pretty straightforward and self-explanatory once you see it, but the invoice email is going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. You open up that, and then it walks you through all the services we're providing. At the very bottom, there's going to be a link to the written terms and conditions, everything we just went over. In the voice verification, it's going to ask you to type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature. Of course, that lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we've waived the setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate, and of course to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You will not receive that until we process the payment a week from today. I did want to walk you through a couple of other things real quick here, set up your follow-up call with our technician, but I do know that you had a question.
Yes. My wife is a real estate agent.
Okay.
And she gets a little discouraged because I told her that she have a million real estate agents that she has to go through, but there has to be some way that she can get the upper hand of clients. And so I'm not saying to put her on a that sheet, but is there a way that you guys can help her? I'm not asking you to put her on the front page, but can she benefit from your service?
Yeah, I mean, any business can actually benefit from our service, and we do work with all industries under the sun, really, and anywhere in the United States and Canada, so we can do that. Did you used to be PB3 Renovations?
I used to be. I've been trying to find a good name, and I think I finally settled on it.
I think so. I I saw your Facebook page.
Yeah, I used to be PBS 3 Renovations. Now I'm City Corp Builders, and I think that's a good name. And so I'm trying to show that all across the board.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to show that all across the board.
This is perfect because, like I said, when you're rebranding your business and the name and everything else, we're going to make sure that you're listed all across the internet on